afternoon's evening. We wanted to have the music and our worship speaking services. I suppose you're wondering why I have it self-working. The psalmist said that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We shouldn't be afraid to talk about our pain. We shouldn't be afraid to speak to those that need Jesus. And just as we say, well, there are people that have depression and aggravation and loss and drug abuse, addictions. All of us are somehow impacted by that. And I think that when we speak to the goodness of God, I'm sorry.
I really don't even need it.
Whatever. Yes.
You like that? Get tooled.
Yes.
And when we need affirmation,
leper did. But then Jesus says, where are the other nine that were healed? Only one came back. And we could take this in a lot of directions about, you know, applying this in our lives. But ultimately, we're celebrating Thanksgiving, aren't we? And we're celebrating freedom, and we're celebrating a piece of pie and a turkey, and we're celebrating a time together as family to be thankful. And you know, the root of this is to be thankful to God. That's what our forefathers, and even before them, the pilgrims, had this major meal, and there was Thanksgiving. And actually, if you study history correctly, you'll see that there were all kinds of tribes, tongues, and nations there. There was Native Americans, there was French, there was American or British at that point, there was Europeans, there was French, there was Canadians, or who would later become Canadians, and all manner of folks that were there at this point. And they were all thanking God for his provision. And so Thanksgiving is about being thankful for God's provision. And I wonder, for us, if we remember to go back to Jesus and say, hey, you know, like, if someone did us a favor, or if someone helped us out, or if someone sent us a letter of encouragement, or a call, or took us out for a cup of coffee, whatever it was, we'd probably pull them off to the side and later and say, hey, that was really great. You know, getting together, have a cup of coffee. Thanks for the encouragement. Appreciate you. Thanks for that. How often do we do that with our Lord? When he's good to us, when he gives us his word to read, and when he gives us a call, a reason to live, actually. Honestly, a real reason to live. And that this thing that's called church is bigger than ourselves. One of the things that it was part of the calling and part of a unique sort of call was a call to be a soldier, airman, sailor, or marine. And that's a unique call to serve your country, and not everyone should do it. And not, you know, there's a story, you know, you've heard in the past, everyone under, you know, 18 to 20 should be automatically enrolled in the army or whatever branch. And that, hey, that's all fine and great. But that's not even the point. Some people's skill set is not to be a soldier, airman, a sailor, or marine. It's more out of duty to country that we do those difficult things, even if we're not prepared, even if we're not ready, even if we're not gifted, if you will. And sometimes we might say something like, well, I just can't do that. And do we say that to the Lord? I just can't do that. It's not in the wheelhouse. It's not according to my gifts. Well, is washing a toilet according to your gifts? But we all have to do it. Is knocking a door and inviting someone to church your gift? Maybe not, but it's a mandate to do it. And when someone's struggling or hurting and you've loved them and you've taken care of them, they're going to come to you because they can trust you. And when they do, you'll have that opportunity to share with them. And there's all things going on around in this world that we could give lots of thanks for. We just need to take the time to do it. So let's not be like that other nine servants, right? That God healed them, other nine lepers. Let's be like that one that went and said, praise God. And probably said a whole bunch of other things. And he was healed. And that's what thankfulness is. It's an attitude of gratitude. We want to be thankful for all that God has done for us and what he's going to do. All the songs tonight that we sang were aiming at that. Aiming at his goodness. Aiming at being thankful. Thanks be to God. And we speak the name and the power of Jesus. It's powerful, isn't it? Really powerful. So somewhere between a piece of pumpkin pie and a turkey breast, take a moment to take the Lord aside and say thanks. Have that grateful heart towards him and ask him to use you for his glory. Come to you because they can trust you. And when they do, you'll have that opportunity to share with them. And there's all things going on around in this world that we could give lots of thanks for. We just need to take the time to do it. So let's not be like that other nine servants, right? That God healed them, other nine lepers. Let's be like that one that went and said, praise God. And probably said a whole bunch of other things. And he was healed. And that's what thankfulness is. It's an attitude of gratitude. We want to be thankful for all that God has done for us and what he's going to do. All the songs tonight that we sang were aiming at that. Aiming at his goodness. Aiming at being thankful. Thanks be to God. And we speak the name and the power of Jesus. It's powerful, isn't it? Really powerful. So somewhere between a piece of pumpkin pie and a turkey breast, take a moment to take the Lord aside and say thanks. Have that grateful heart towards him and ask him to use you for his glory.